Hi, I'm glad you're here. Let's build breakdowns that actually make the drop feel earned. This is an advanced, arrangement-focused Ableton lesson for drum and bass around 170-176 BPM. I'll walk you through a reusable 16-32-bar breakdown template, exact device chains, concrete automation ranges, and performance macro ideas, so you can recreate this in Live 10 or 11 using mostly stock devices. Expect practical settings, workflow shortcuts, and coach notes that a teacher would actually shout across the studio. Lesson overview. What we're doing. We'll move energy from a full groove into a sparse, tension-filled breakdown, then into a maximal suspense section and finally a payoff or drop. The main tools are drum subtraction, filtered morphs, pitch automated rolls, noise risers, spectral or granular textures, and tight subhandling. You'll end up with macros for cutoff, wetness, pitch, roll speed, and reverb size so you can tweak in real time. What you'll build. By the end, you'll have a reusable template that goes from full band groove to an 8-bar sparse breakdown, into a 1-beat or half-bar payoff and the return of drums and bass. We'll map these building blocks. Drums, drum fills, bass with separate sub and mid/dirty chains, snares and rolls, atmos and noise, effects returns, and master/bus automation. You also get concrete automation curves and values to start from. Step-by-step walkthrough. I recommend working in arrangement view at 174 BPM. My example timeline. Bars 132 full mix. Bars 33-48 breakdown build. Bars 49-56 payoff. Now we'll go through the practical steps. Step A. Prep tracks and groups. Create tracks and color code them for speed. You'll want a drums track, a drum rack loaded with your Amen or Think style break and percussion. Create a drum fills track for looped one shots you can drop in. Make a bass track with two separate chains or parallel returns, one chain for clean sub and another for mid/dirty restyle bass. Add a snares and rolls track, an atmos and noise track for pans and risers, and a set of effects sends, for example a return A for plate or hybrid reverb, return B for ping pong delay, and return C for saturation or lo-fi. Group your drums, bass, and snares into a main groove group so you can move them together with a single automation lane. Step B. Drum rack and break processing. Use your favorite jungle break in drum rack or simpler. If you need time stretching, use Warp Mode Beats or Complex Pro for longer tails. Chain your processing like this. First EQ 8 with a high pass below 50-60 Hz to protect the sub, then saturator analog clip style, drive around 3-6, followed by drum bus with transient around 12-15 and subtle distortion, and finally a glue compressor on the drum group with attack 310 ms, release 100-300 ms, ratio 4:1 and threshold so you're hitting about 2-5 dB of gain reduction. Add an auto filter after the drum rack using a 24 dB low pass and map cutoff to a macro called drum putoff. Set the macro range roughly 300 Hz up to 12 kHz to give you full control. Step C. Drum subtraction automation. At the breakdown start, bring drum cutoff down to around 400-800 Hz over 1 to 2 bars to remove sparkle and hats. Muting or automating clip gain for hi-hats and percussion works well, but use clip gain automation rather than hard muting when possible to avoid pops. Keep a snare with a long reverb tail present, and consider a single gated low-volume sub-kick hit on the first bar of the breakdown to keep physicality. If you want a dramatic micro-pause, automate a 1/8 bar silence just before the payoff. It's small but devastating when timed right. Step D. Bass handling and sub-control. Split bass into two chains. The sub-chain is a clean sign, operator or wave-eatable with a low shelf boost around 30-80 Hz, and utility set to mono below 120 Hz. The mid/dirty chain is a reese made with wave-eatable or sampler, unison wide, then saturator drive about 4-8, with a notch somewhere around 300-700 Hz to taste. During the breakdown, automate the sub-chain down or high-pass it slightly around 40-80 Hz so you imply sub, without full energy. Keep the mid-chain low and evolving, and for a darker vibe pitch it down 3-7 semitones and slowly sweep a band pass. Step E. Rolls and snare automation. Create snare rolls using increasing subdivisions. Start with 1/16, then 1/32, then 1/64 as the breakdown progresses. Automate pitch on the rolls, for example, transpose simpler or sampler by +12 semitones over a 2-4 bar span for a rising tension effect, and open the filter slightly with resonance. Use speech repeat on a return track set to interval 1/8, and grid 1/32 for stutter. Automate gate and chance map to macros so the repeat grows more chaotic just before the drop. A useful starting beat repeat dry slash wet sweep is 0 up to about 40%. Step F. Atmos and noise risers. For your riser chain, use a noise source and simpler or wavyable. Go into auto filter with a high pass, then saturator, EQ8 for color, then a long plate or hybrid reverb and a ping pong delay on the return. Automate the filter cutoff from around 200 Hz up to 12 Kz across the riser and pitch it up by 0 up to plus 24 semitones over the last 4 to 8 bars. Increase reverb wetness and predelay to taste so tails smear into the payoff. Add a spectral or grain device on a separate return for metallic texture. Automate feedback and pitch upward in the last bars. Step G. Useful tension tricks. Micro gaps work. A tiny silence, a single 1/8 before the drop amplifies anticipation. Reverse tails are another classic. Reverse a cymbal or snare tail and place it right before the hit. You can low pass the whole master or group with an auto filter map to a global cutoff macro. Sweep from around 2.5 kHz up to full bandwidth in the last bar. Be cautious. Master wide EQ can change your FX behavior. Also use a utility to collapse stereo width to 20-30% in the final bars for a tighter, punchier return. Step H. The payoff. On beat one of the drop, open the auto filters, return drum and sub levels to full, and emphasize transients for the first bar. This audio version is shortened for playback.